From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has praised anti-government protesters in Iran. Happened at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council called by the U.S. to discuss the 22 people who have died during those demonstrations. Iran's U.N. Ambassador, Gholam Ali Khushru, joined many nations, including Russia, to criticize the United States for what they say is meddling in Iran's domestic affairs.
This is nothing but another desperate attempt by the U.S. administration to escape forward, as it has lost every shred of moral, political, and legal authority and credibility in the eyes of the whole world.
In an interview with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren, U.S. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin questioned and cautioned Washington must wake and walk a delicate line in response to allegations of provocation. United States said its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. Heather Nauert is the U.S. State Department spokesperson.
We need Pakistan to deny safe haven to or lawfully detain those terrorists and militants who threaten U.S. interests. The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action, saying they would serve only to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. United States Treasury has placed sanctions on four current or former Venezuelan officials associated with corruption and repression. The four officials' assets, subject to U.S. jurisdiction, are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. U.S. Treasury says the sanctions are aimed at senior military officials. This is VOA News.